This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of reformation, the home of providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So it's Wednesday. That means we're going to be talking to the Arbalest Quarrel. Joining us now is Stephen D'Andrilli and Roger Katz. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Bill.
Good evening.
Good to be here.
So what are we doing? What are we talking about today?
Well, the first thing, Bill, I'd like to talk about is thank God for the United States of America. I just got back from a trip, as you know. And, boy, I kiss the ground I walk on. And it's the first time I've heard Fox News since I've been away for 2 weeks. I'd like to share something with everyone tonight. I am fortunate enough that I'm able to travel. And my trips outside of the United States, they're not just, enjoyable, which they are, but they're very interesting, they're very informative, and they're very educational. And I hope that helps me in what I'm doing with Arbalest Quarrel and organizations and radio shows like yours in sharing information to allow people to make educated decisions. I get to talk with people around the world, and I learn how they think. And more importantly, I learn why they think the way they think. And this is, to me, the most important, because we need to know, in my opinion, we need to know how public opinion is molded. And I want to quote, molded. The subjects can vary, but the principles remain the same, Bill. Most people get their news from the mainstream media in all countries. Now, as I said, I was away for 2 weeks. The first country I visited, I was stuck with BBC. The next one, Al Jazeera News. And then CNN. Nowhere in 2 weeks, and I was not in the jungles of the Amazon, I was in the civilization of Europe, did I have the opportunity to listen to Fox News or One American News or any alternative news other than mainstream controlled news? And whether it's their opinion on President Donald Trump, and in particular the meeting that he had with the Queen and Theresa May and other leaders in England when I was in London, the mainstream media, the news was all over about positive and negative, and that's what I wanted. I had three newspapers. One was positive, one was negative, and one was right in the middle. And, wow, I was happy that I could listen, read what I wanted to read, and then make a decision. But if it's the Second Amendment, right, to keep and bear arms, if it's trade agreements, if it's immigration, if it's abortion or infanticide, whatever the subject, the mainstream media molds us. And I think we would like to touch upon that subject tonight. And I'm happy to say that Fox 5, right before the show, I was listening to it. They're talking about it. Levin is talking about it. So it is a subject that we need to talk about if we wish to defend the Second Amendment, because people need to know the truth. And let's leave off on this, and I'm going to let Roger and you guys take over. Former deputy sheriff, Scott Israel, Parkland Stone school shooting, he finally charged. You know what? I didn't hear anything about that.
Peterson was the sheriff. Excuse me.
All right. Well, you know what? Then Peterson, no, I haven't heard anything about that until I got back just the other day and tonight. And you don't hear anything about that. And that's the Second Amendment issue. Because right away when there's a school shooting, it's the gun. We need more gun control. And this is what I'm saying. We need to realize that if we want our Second Amendment rights, we have to have some control over the media. They have to be accountable. And we could talk about how that could be done, among other subjects. But that's my introduction. I'm happy to be back.
So where did you go?
I went to Croatia. I went to Slovenia. I went to Bosnia and Herzegovina, and I went to Montenegro. And I had some very terrible experiences in London. They hate us. The average people in London hate us. And I had conversations with several of them at the airport. And I said, you know what? You hate us? Well, you know what? If it wasn't for our country, you'd be speaking German, you fool. They are so pumped up anti-Trump because of the media. They don't know why. When I said, well, what is it about Trump you don't like? I don't know. I don't like him. That's a problem. That's a real problem. We need to realize that. We need to control the media. They can no longer hide behind the First Amendment freedom of the press. They have to be accountable. They can't have fake news propaganda unchecked. And we could talk about how to do it in a democratic way. But they got to be fined. We have to give them a warning when they air. They have to give equal opportunity to both sides of the story. And if there's a middle story too, okay. Just like in a school debate where one student has an opportunity to talk and then another student has an opportunity to talk, instead of just hearing one narrative, we need to penalize them with a fine and a penalty if they don't follow the rules. And if they go as far as sedition, we need to prosecute them and censor them and close them down. That's my position.
Okay. Well, we got about 2 minutes left, so so let me give you a couple things to mull over as we head to the break and everything. Don't answer them right now. Just mull them over if you would, please. First things first. So you're calling for more regulation. That's item number one. No, don't answer them. Item number two. You're also, the problem with laws is that at some point. There's not going to be a Donald Trump. There's not going to be Republicans running some parts of Congress or any parts of Congress. And then it's going to be the Democrats in charge because, that's just the way this seems to work out. And, when they have that in place, they're already for censorship. And whether or not, all speech has to be, the most vile speech has got to be protected. If we're going to be protecting speech, but, I understand the frustration. I get that. That's nothing I don't embrace. But at the same time, my question is a little bit different one than that one. So that part of it anyway, Arbalest Quarrel. You can find Arbalest Quarrel at a number of places. You can find Arbalest Quarrel at arbalestquarrel.com. That's where everything starts. That's where everything begins. That's where the genesis of the story takes root after Roger writes it. Then from there, just like the signal that they talk about in some of the movies, the signal you can't stop. It goes out. It goes out there into the world, into the ether. And it goes out to places like Ammoland.com. Where they are featured writers. It goes out to places like The Truth About Guns, where they are featured writers. So if you're not catching it there, you can catch it at these other places. And of course, you can catch them here on Wednesdays. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Oh goodness! And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Arbalest Quarrel, fresh off of a trip from abroad where those poor Stockholm Syndrome people, they just don't know any better for themselves. So where are we going now, fellas?
All right, Bill, let me just address the two issues that you brought up, and then let Roger take it from there, and I'll pop in and out as needed. You mentioned more regulation of the media. That was a concern. In answer to that, I would say, just like gun control, we don't need more laws. We just need to enforce the laws we already have on the books. So on the subject of freedom of the press, we have defamation laws, we have libel laws, we have sedition laws. Now it's time to look into these things, and when we find out that the mainstream media is not covering the news, is not providing a difference between opinion and editorial, we can use the laws that already exist. So I hope that we'll start off with Roger's explanations on how we could go further with your concern on needing more regulation. And it's a good point, because we are not for more government. We're not for big government. But we do need to control this situation. Regarding your concerns about future presidents and parties' control over Congress, well, we have a friend, attorney Roman Bueller of the Madison Coalition, that actually Roger will talk to you about this. The Arbalest Quarrel will be publishing an article that he wrote about how to address that concern that you actually brought up. And we're publishing that in the Arbalest Quarrel as a contributing writer to Roman Bueller. So I hope that I've addressed those two points. And, Roger, let's take it from there.
All right. Let me just say a couple points about Roman Bueller's article and what he's really getting at. When our nation is threatened, and specifically threatened from within, it's a threat against the Constitution as it exists. And as we see, certainly, with attacks on the right of the people to keep and bear arms in particular, because of all the amendments to the Bill of Rights, this is one that seems to stick in the craw of those that basically seek to destroy this country, do away with the Second Amendment entirely. And there's three ways that they've been doing that. If we look at the very wealthy, like Steuer, Steiner or whatever, and Steuer, something like that, and Bloomberg and others, that not to mention Cuomo, of course, in New York, that attempt legislatively to weaken the Second Amendment. And then, of course, you have certain courts, certain circuit courts of appeals and district courts, primarily in the Ninth Circuit and the Second Circuit on the various, on the East and West Coast, that attempt through the court system to destroy the Second Amendment. But what Roman Bueller was getting at was that there is a third way to this, and that has to do with what we could call the deep state, which we hear of often and which truly exists, and that's the bureaucracy. It's through regulation, apart from legislation that Congress and the state legislators enact, or that the court, through their opinion, attempt to constrain the Second Amendment. It's through too much regulation. And he has, through his organization, the Madison Coalition, come up with an amendment. It would require a constitutional convention, but an amendment that would basically constrain the power of the administrative state regularly, essentially regulate our Constitution to death. But I'd like to get back. I know we have a few minutes left, I assume, to get back to the issue of sedition. Basically, we've in and out of this, but clearly this is a problem. And let me succinctly put the issue to your listeners this way, Bill, by asking a question. When do words or actions that seek to create a particular change in our nation constitute an attack on the nation and of the Constitution itself? What happens when the threat, far from protecting individual autonomy, attacks that very notion of individual autonomy? And it's in individual autonomy that actually is the very thing that we're talking about protecting, because this underscores the very, I think, if you look at the salient basis of the Constitution upon which our nation is structured, it's the idea of the sanctity of the individual. And nothing protects the sanctity of the individual more than the right that he has to keep and bear arms to preclude any encroachment, any attempt by government to check that autonomy. And that really gets into the notion of sedition, because when we think about the actions in the last 2 years, since Trump was elected, the malicious, hateful, virulent attempts to destroy his presidency by destroying him as a person is really destroying the people of the United States who voted for him, like Stephen and I, and I presume that you did. I can't imagine that many of your listeners would have voted for Clinton, who really should have been in the big house and not in the White House. But that's where we're at. And I know we're coming up to the break, and I'd like to get into this a little more to show just how serious the situation is. And the fact is that if the Democrats do get in and control the legislature and control the executive office, the chief executive office, then we have a real, real problem.
True. So, we'll get into this in just a second. We're coming up on the break. Ourblissquarrel.com. There are also featured writers at Ammoland.com and thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with top Mexican officials who are seeking to persuade the Trump administration to abandon plans to impose sweeping tariffs that leaders on both sides of the border warn could damage the continent's economy. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy on imposing tariffs.
I think a 5% tariff will have a negligible impact. If we go to a 25% tariff, That's a whole different story.
On the final day of the president's state visit to the UK, him and First Lady Melania Trump paid tribute to the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landing. President Trump reading from FDR's Mighty Endeavor prayer.
The enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces, but we shall return again and again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Parts and full guns with the excellent binary trigger, which is well worth the price of admission. franklinarmory.com. So back with the Arbalest Squirrel. Now, quick question, okay? I'm just curious about this. Now, we've been talking about sedition now for more than a month of Wednesdays, and my question is simply this. Where is there a law where they can be charged with sedition? Do we actually want to go down that pathway? Because we've already done, Obama's already done this. He did it with Atkinson. He did it with Rosen. They arrested a journalist in California the other day for not revealing his source. Do we really want to go that way when all we have to do is change the channel? People do this to me all the time. I'll say something they don't like, they just change the channel.
Well, Bill, let me respond, repeat what I said. When you're in the United States, we still have that option, those that do have cable news, that is. If you don't have cable news, then you don't have the opportunity to listen to Fox or One America News or another good broadcast. But when you're outside of the United States, you no longer have that option. And I'm living proof of that.
Yeah, but are you supposed to?
Well, you know what, Bill? Well, exigent circumstances require exigent measures. We either win or lose, and the stakes cannot be higher. We're talking about our freedom.
I'm not understanding the tie-in with our freedom to the fact that you can't get Fox News overseas.
Well, you know what? Because perfect example. The media molds how people think and why they think the way they think and possibly the way they vote. And so when you get a school, let's keep it to the Second Amendment issue. Cause we can, like I said, we could talk about the immigration issue. Should Trump build a wall? I mean, every castle that I visited in Europe has a wall. Every country has almost every country has a wall. We looked at a country, Croatia, a town called Stone, where they built a wall to protect attacks against the stealing of salt, because during medieval ages, salt was worth its weight in gold. All right, but China had a wall. The Roman Empire built walls. Hadrian's Wall. Every castle has a wall. So whether it's Trump's wall, whatever subject you want to talk about, immigration, tariffs, whatever. But let's keep it to the Second Amendment, because that's Lock and Load Radio's topic. The Second Amendment. What people think about our right of self-defense and our right to keep and bear arms, as I said earlier, codified by the Second Amendment, is based upon what they hear and read from the media. And if you do not have an alternative source that tells you the truth, that gives you history, you're going to actually believe that every time there's a school shooting, yeah, it is the gun. We need to get rid of guns. Bump stocks. Semi-automatics, high-capacity magazines, everything. That's why I feel the way I feel. That's why Roger feels the way he feels. But Roger, as an attorney, and I've asked him to answer your question, what do we have on the books right now on sedition, Roger?
Well, before we go to what's on the books on sedition, what do I care what somebody thinks about me in Britain? And I have relatives in Britain. I'm half British. What do I care about what they think about me in Spain? What do I care about any of that stuff? Simply because they're a sovereign nation. We are a sovereign nation.
At the moment.
But, I mean, talking about the actual nuts and bolts of how we don't become one, well, that's where things get a little dicey and everybody starts talking conspiracy theory and everything else. But I'm just asking, right?
Go ahead.
The difference, you know, I know what the news is here. No doubt about it. I got no doubt about it. That's why, you know, talk radio, they've tried to take over talk radio many times, and they failed many times. They've had a lot of money behind it, and they failed many times. It just doesn't sell because of what they're trying to sell. So that doesn't, it doesn't play. So talk radio is dominated by conservatives, and a lot of people don't have to have cable TV to listen to talk radio. So, and as far as the media controlling the mindset, how did Trump get elected if they control the mindset? Because everybody, you know, they were cutting cake and popping champagne corks over at Clinton headquarters until 9 p.m. So, I just want to know, you know, as far as here is concerned, I don't care about Britain. I don't care about the rest of the whole damn world. All I care about is the United States, because I have been in the uniform going over to other places where they don't have what we have. And, you know, of course, they're always glad to see us, and they always go back to the same old stupid habits that they've been involved in before. I mean, in Britain, we airlifted 500,000 guns because Churchill was afraid they were going to have to fight in the streets and in the farms and in the countryside. And then as soon as World War II was over, they dumped them in the English Channel. Okay. You guys are entitled to that. I hope they all begin to think like Sadiq Khan, because one day they will wake up and they will recognize the folly of what's going on. In the meantime, I just don't understand what that has to do with what goes on here.
You make very good points, Bill. And at times, I thought differently, but now I'm able to see that we are in a different world. I feel in some ways exactly the way you feel. You know, we're like the Chinese Empire felt that they would have sent her to universe. They didn't, you know, they didn't care what was going on. It was all about China. In fact, Yan He was sent out. The Chinese had ships three times the size of the ships of Europe. They explored way before Europeans. They went all over the world, collected animals, brought them back to China. Then the emperor said, burn all the ships. Emperor Zheng He. You know what? China didn't need the world. But today we don't want to say depend on world trade, but we are trading with the world. And wouldn't it be better to have the world think differently in a positive way about the United States and about our president than to think negatively? Because that's another battle. That's another battle. We don't need them.
I have had plenty of conversations with British relatives, and they don't understand why we need guns. They don't understand why we do what we do. And I don't understand why they think it's super smoking hot to be helpless. And I tell them that. And for some reason, they'll sit there, and, you know, they have five times as much violent crime in England, for example, than we do here.
Yeah.
Five times. As a matter of fact, they have seven times, because they have 2,100 violent crimes per 100,000 per year, and we have 387.
Well, Bill, you
know what? Obviously, their enlightened stance on humanity. Nobody told the people beating them to death with a brick, and I don't assign any sort of moral high ground to dying via brick versus dying via gun, as far as I'm concerned. But coming up on the break. So I'll let you get back with that when we get back. Arbalest Quarrel, of course, they're at arbalestquarrel.com. Featured writers at amoland.com and featured writers at thetruthaboutguns.com. And not very popular in England, I guess. But who cares? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. So, last segment, fellas, where are we going?
Well, I just want to say 30 seconds and then give Roger the rest of the segment, because I haven't been good to Roger tonight, but maybe I'm making up for it. In answer to what you just said about England, okay, there's a perfect explanation. In 1903, England, honest citizens had the right to bear arms. And we know that not only by examining the laws, which we did, and I mentioned this about 6 months ago on your show, but Oliver Wendell Holmes, there is a famous novel that he wrote of a crime scene, and he asked a passerby, did you see a firearm on the floor, on the street of a crime scene? Which indicates that people regularly had guns. Now, England was able to disarm their honest citizens and do away with the right of self-defense incrementally over the years, from 1903 to present day, because of an unchecked government. That is exactly what could happen here. Roger has sedition law research ready to go. Right, Roger?
Yeah, well, I've looked at a number of the laws that could constrain the press, which is what we're really talking about, libelous sedition, and it's really difficult. We have to go back to 1798, where the Congress passed the Alien and Sedition Act. The alien part of the act allowed the president summarily to deport those aliens he considered dangerous. Well, do you think there's maybe a few million people in this country that are dangerous, actually by sheer force of numbers, if nothing else, illegal aliens. The other part is the sedition, making it a crime to make false and malicious criticisms of the president. Back in 1800, that was against John Adams. I want to get back to a point that Bill mentioned, and quite frankly, I do agree with Steve that we are in a very dangerous, precarious situation today. I think, quite frankly, we're in as dangerous a situation today as the founders were when they were decided that they were going to overthrow George III. I firmly, firmly believe that. Everything I've seen, everything I've read, everything I've listened to makes that patently clear to me. Now, I know, Bill, that you have great faith in the American people. And, in fact, you go to the very point that Trump was elected president of the United States. That was an absolute shock to people, absolute shock. Just as in Britain, it was a shock that given the choice to stay in the European Union or leave it, the majority of the people, and it was probably a small majority, but it was still a majority, said, we want to get the hell out. And the people that are in power, in control, we see the faces of Congress. We see the activists. But we don't see the well-organized people like the Rothschilds, like Soros. We're just beginning to hear about that. Hell, they're just beginning to talk about Obama and what he has done in an attempt to bring down a legitimate president, Donald Trump. The fact of the matter is, look at the population of this country, all right? The way I see it, there's two sets of people. There are those that don't give a damn, and it may be simply because they have to work for a living. They don't have time to really look at the news. I talked to my own a private caregiver, a very nice woman, and she actually asked me, who should I vote for? And then I actually make my argument, and I said in the last election, please vote for Donald Trump. And she did. But I talked to other people, highly intelligent people, and they say the very same things that we hear on Laura Ingraham last night when they were a number of demonstrators in England were demonstrating against Trump. Well, why do you dislike Trump? Oh, well, he's a misogynist or he's a racist. Well, can you elaborate on that? No, they can't. See, the fact is, Bill, those people, the second part, that actually watch the news, listen to the news, read the newspapers, listen to the radio, there are those that are virulently against Trump, want to tear down this country, and they really don't care because their ideology is far removed from that of the founders, that they are actually, and I recall one person, a writer, I believe was in the New York Times recently, who said, well, I wouldn't call people that support Trump conservative. They're reactionary, because that's a pejorative concept. But actually, we can consider it almost a positive concept if we're saying that, yes, there are people that realize that if we're going to hold on to our country, we have to hold on to the principles in the Constitution as written, as the founders gave them to us, or we lose everything. And so we have a number of people that are on either side. But then there's a great number of people that do watch the news to some extent, but all they do is parrot back, whether they're relatively intelligent or not, but they'll parrot back what they hear. Assault weapons. Who needs an assault weapon? You know, well, you don't need that for hunting. They have no idea of what even the Second Amendment says. They have no idea what firearms are. Remember, I talked to you the other day. There's a big attempt now to, I think in Virginia, starting there, to get rid of so-called silencers. And the idea was, well, you know, when a person thinks of a silencer, they think of one of these crime movies coming out of Hollywood, and you hear a little tap on the door, and you put a silencer, you can never hear the gun go off. And the people that were killed in the recent shooting, this guy, apparently the shooter happened to have a handgun with a silencer attached. Oh, he killed a lot of people because they couldn't hear the sound of the gun. Well, Bill, tell me about silencers, suppressors. Are they so silent that you
take the report of a gun down to the same level as a jackhammer?
Yeah, well, a jackhammer to me is pretty loud. And
yes, it is.
I can hear it very well.
It's about a 15 decibel reduction. So you still need hearing protection when you have a suppressor. They're not silencers, they're suppressors. But that's the same thing as them getting out there and having, assault weapons.
But that's the whole point, Bill. When people do read the newspapers, as Steve would say, they're getting much of this news now from the New York Times or MSNBC or CNN or PBS or ABC or CBS. And there's an attempt to really clamp down on Fox News. And actually, the proof of the pudding is what you do see in Europe. The fact that these people do not get Fox, they don't hear Sean Hannity, they don't hear Tucker Carlson, they don't hear Mark Levin, they don't hear Laura Ingraham.
Now, once again, I don't understand what them hearing us in Europe, I don't understand what that has to do with.
Well, what I'm getting at is that if you're only going to hear one side of a debate, and the attempt in this country is to clamp down on debate.
Sure.
There's very few outlets. There certainly is your radio broadcast, and it's extraordinarily important. And there is the Fox News channel, but it's a very slim sliver of the broad-based radical, I wouldn't even call liberal, but radical leftist extremist viewpoint that is out there that gets the attention of the people. And those people parrot back what they hear. Oh, Trump is no good.
We have run out of time, so we will pick that up another day. Thanks for joining me this evening, fellas.
You're welcome.
Coming up next from the Blunt Force Truth podcast, among other things, we're going to be joined by a gentleman named Mark Young. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.